Lesson 20. Paul Robeson, All-American. In his 1958 autobiography, Paul Robeson tells of bringing home from school a test on which he had scored 99 out of a possible 100. When his father reproached him for not getting a perfect score, Paul tried to explain that no one ever gets 100. His father's rejoinder was a simple question. Then why do they have it? Robeson's father had encountered and overcome great difficulties in his life. Born a slave in 1845, he escaped to freedom at the age of 15 and joined the Union Army at the outbreak of the Civil War. Later, he attended Lincoln University near Philadelphia and was ordained a minister. At a time when African Americans were expected to be servile, Mr. Robeson was a strong advocate of racial justice and equality. As he instilled a strong sense of purpose and principle in his 8 children, he demanded much of them. Paul, the youngest, born in 1898, especially rose to the challenge. In 1915, he won a 4-year scholarship to Rutgers College. However, as the 3rd African-American student ever to attend and the only one enrolled at that time, he felt alienated from his classmates. His presence on campus provoked both verbal and physical abuse from the more overtly racist students. But Robeson showed great forbearance in the face of these attacks. His response was to excel in everything he attempted. He won prizes for public speaking and served on the student council. He earned 12 varsity letters in football, baseball, basketball, and track. In 1917 and 1918, he earned a place on the All-American football team. He ended his final year with the highest grades of his graduating class. Although he worked at various jobs, playing professional football and acting in plays on weekends to finance his education at Columbia Law School, Robeson practiced law only briefly, after graduation. He was hired by a white law firm in New York City, but the pervasive racism he encountered led him to abandon a career in which he believed he would be prevented from being effective. Instead, Robeson began devoting his time to acting in plays and giving concerts in which he sang spirituals, the traditional folk songs of African Americans. His rich, deep, expressive singing voice, along with the friendly, warm rapport he developed with his audiences, made him a successful and popular performer. Within a few years, Robeson's fame was worldwide. His performance as Othello marked the first Broadway appearance by an African-American actor in the role. The production's 296 performances surpassed the record of any previous Broadway Shakespearean drama. Later, in Showboat, when he sang Old Man River on opening night, the ovation he received was overwhelming. The song became forever associated with Robeson. As he toured countries around the world, performing in concerts and the theater, Robeson recognized similarities between the struggles of poor working people in America with those of people in other countries. Along with his regularly scheduled concerts, he often gave additional performances with a low admission price, so that any who wished to hear him sing could attend. He refused to perform in theaters that had segregated seating. Through both song and speech, he conveyed a message of peace, freedom, and racial equality for all peoples. Throughout the 1930s and 1940s, Robeson was lionized wherever he went. Tens of thousands of people attended his concerts. However, after World War II, Robeson was deeply disturbed by unfair treatment that he saw in his own country. Returning African-American soldiers who had fought for the freedom of European citizens continued to be treated as second-class citizens when they returned to the United States. Robeson spoke out fervently against this, both in the United States and in other countries. The United States government, regarding both his views and his words as inflammatory, acted. In 1950, his passport was confiscated. Robeson was vilified in the press as a communist because of his political beliefs. He was called gullible for his continuing support of and friendship with the Soviet people. After these attacks, his popularity with American audiences declined sharply. He was forbidden to leave the country unless he recanted his political views. This he would not do. Concert halls, record companies, and television stations refused to have anything to do with him. These hindrances prevented him from continuing his life as an artist. In 1958, his passport was returned, in part as a result of pressure exerted by his supporters in countries throughout the world. Robeson was able to return to performing in concerts and to speaking his mind. He called his autobiography, "Here I Stand," and no one was ever in doubt where Robeson stood on the issues of racial equality and freedom.